With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A stunned nation mourns the assassination of a beloved Salem radio host. In the tragic roll call of violence in American public life, Charlie Kirk's name joins that long list. The influential 31-year-old conservative commentator was assassinated Wednesday during an event on a college campus in Utah. He'd been debating how many transgender people commit gun violence. Then a shot rang out. President Trump is calling for an end to the violence.
Charlie was the best of America, and the monster who attacked him was attacking our whole country. An assassin tried to silence him with a bullet, but he failed, because together we will ensure that his voice, his message, and his legacy will live on for countless generations to come.
And the president says Charlie will never be forgotten.
Today, because of this heinous act, Charlie's voice has become bigger and grander than ever before, and it's not even close. May God bless his memory, may God watch over his family, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Charlie leaves behind his wife, Erica, also a 3-year-old daughter, and an infant son. Meanwhile, despite earlier reports that the assassin had been apprehended, police in Utah say that is simply not the case. Two people of interest had been detained, both later released. As of this moment, the gunman has not been arrested. This much is known. Utah says the shooter wore dark clothing, fired from a roof on the Utah Valley University campus, maybe 200, 300 yards away. That not necessarily a great distance at all, but police say it would take someone who probably had training as a sniper. This is SRN News. Yet another medical facility gets out of the transgender business.
MultiCare Mary Bridge Children's Hospital in Tacoma, Washington will no longer give kids puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The hospital does not and will not perform sex change operations on children either. Mary Bridge is just the latest in a growing group of medical facilities that are quitting transgenderism under threat from President Trump, who says he will take away their federal funding if they don't stop. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Orleans Archdiocese agreeing to a $230 million proposed settlement for survivors of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. That agreement paves the way for a final resolution to negotiations amid a series of similar settlements by the church. The New Orleans Archdiocese had filed for bankruptcy in 2020 rather than handle each abuse case separately. This is SRN News. Major recall from the Ford Motor Company. How about 1.5 million vehicles?
The rearview camera may show a blank or distorted image on the center display screen while the vehicle is in reverse, which can reduce or distort the driver's view of what's behind the car and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain vehicles from model years 2015 to 2019 of the Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKC, Mustang, Ranger, Transit, Transit Connect, Econoline, Edge, Expedition, F-250SD, F-350SD, F-450SD, and F-550SD. John Scott reporting.
Asian shares mostly higher, buoyed by gains of tech-related stocks. That after Wall Street inched to more records, an encouraging report on inflation, and a stunning forecast for growth from Oracle because of the AI boom. More details at srnnews.com.